Blog Talk Radio.
An all-access football exclusive.
Linebacker joining us now on the hotline. We welcome him into the show, and I think we have Adrian with us now. How are you doing today, Adrian?
I'm good.
We appreciate you taking some time today, and you know, what a great day to take an opportunity to discuss your journey into the NFL, because we're just 79 days away from the 2013 NFL draft, and someone like yourself was through the whole process just a year ago at this time, coming out of Temple. Adrian, take us back to your emotions and what you were going through this time last year.
Well, you know, right now, probably for all the kids getting ready, it's just about, you know, just preparing yourself mentally and physically. And that's really what I went through. I just really was getting ready physically, getting my speed up, getting my strength up and my flexibility. Just getting ready for the NFL.
And we got Adrian Robinson with us, Pittsburgh Steelers linebacker. And, you know, coming out of that Temple last year, you know, you were an All-MAC first-team selection, defensive player of the year, but maybe flew under the radar and had to take the path to the pros as an undrafted rookie free agent. Discuss, you know, what kind of chip on your shoulder does that give a player? And, you know, knowing that 31 teams passed you up, does it make you work that much harder?
I mean, yeah, just, you know, always thinking that you may be better than what everybody actually thinks you are. you know, just always puts a chip on your shoulder. And that's kind of like how I went into it, thinking that somebody messed up and somebody missed somebody really special. And, you know, that's just probably how I got on the team. I just said to myself that I want to be remembered as somebody that worked harder than anybody, and just somebody that the coaches knew could be a good guy. And hopefully that's what I portrayed to them, and that's why they put me on the team.
And you were a highly sought-after priority free agent. You signed immediately after the NFL draft with the Steelers, so they definitely had you on your radar. Discuss, you know, what it was like all of a sudden to find yourself, you know, going from Temple to all of a sudden now being surrounded by guys like James Harrison and Lamar Woodley. I mean, you know, I'm sure just watching these guys in practice, you learn an awful lot.
I mean, yeah, watching them in practice, that's a big thing. You know, growing up close to, well, I'm from Harrisburg, so, you know, it's either you're an Eagles fan or a Pittsburgh fan. And, you know, I was a Cowboys fan, but that doesn't matter. I'm with the Pittsburgh Steelers now. You're kind of astonished at first. But, you know, once you get to see who they actually are, you see that they're regular people, just, you know, big regular people. And so that's, you know, it was pretty cool.
And we got NFL linebacker Adrian Robinson, played 12 games last year with the Pittsburgh Steelers, coming out of Temple, undrafted free agent, worked his way on the 53-man roster, and a lot of aspiring players now coming out in this year's draft trying to make the same journey into the NFL, and hard work, dedication will get you there. Adrian's an example of that. And, Adrian, you're a pretty versatile guy because, you know, you played in the 4-3 scheme in college, and then you came to the pros and adapted to the 3-4 defense. I mean, talk about that transition.
I mean, just, you know, if you have a knack for getting to the quarterback, you know, it's never that hard to just pass rush, you know, and that's what being a 3-4 outside linebacker or a 4-3 defense, and it's about getting to the quarterback. And just, you know, that's what I always loved. So it wasn't that hard to say to myself, all right, well, you need to switch it up somehow in some way. And that was probably.
Yeah, just get the quarterback, right? I mean, that's what you specialize in. I mean, you had 23 sacks, 33 tackles for a loss in your college career. And big year, 1 year you had 13 sacks. So, I mean, getting to the quarterback is what you do. I'm curious to know, you know, what's going into the offseason? What's the game plan now? What are you trying to improve on and getting better at for next season?
You know, just getting better at your weaknesses and getting stronger at your strengths. That's really what it's all about. That's what I'm doing right now. Actually, I'm cooking right now on some food from I just had a weight training session. So, just got to keep getting better. They're always looking for something new. You know, you can't stay the same, so.
That's a big part of it as well, too. I mean, in addition to working out and staying in shape, I mean, you got to eat the proper things. I think a lot of young players out there coming into the league might not realize that. I think dietitian is one of the biggest aspects that might be underrated, especially the younger players coming into the league. Is that something that you adapted when you came to the pros, or was that something you were doing before you got to the NFL?
Well, I mean, it's something that you adapt to when you get to the pros. I mean, like you said, when you're coming in, you think that eating Burger King or eating McDonald's is okay. It's not. Your body makes you money. So, you know, that's what you have to do. You have to take care of your body consistently. You have to work it out all the time. You have to eat right. You have to be flexible. You have to even rest it all the proper ways. And so, yeah, that's just what you have to do, man.
I mean, I almost equate it as like a business decision every time you go to eat something being a pro athlete. I mean, it's almost like you kind of got to weigh the positives and negatives, and, you know, maybe you could cheat here and there and treat yourself. But, I mean, it's like a full-time, year-round job. And, you know, if you want to rent that locker out in the NFL, that's what you got to do to get the advantage at the next level. We're talking to Adrian Robinson, pass rushing linebacker, played 12 games with the Pittsburgh Steelers last year, working his way to the 53-man roster, and kind of fits that Steeler mold, that linebacker mold, that, you know, big body, physical, bruising linebacker in that 3-4 scheme. And you come in at about 6'1", 250, I know, coming into the season. Is that what you're still weighing these days, Adrian?
How much did you say I weigh?
I got you at 250.
255 right now. I packed on a couple pounds, you know, working out. But, I mean, yeah, I'll probably be 250, you know. But, yeah, that's probably – that was pretty good, actually. I don't know who gave you those numbers, but that was really good numbers, actually.
Yeah, you know, we got our sources here at the NFL Draft Bible. We try to stay on top of it. So, you know, maybe a little birdie whispered something into my ear. But let's go back to the season and the learning experience. You know, you come in, you get a great coaching staff in Mike Tomlin and a Hall of Fame defensive coordinator in Dick LeBeau. What's it like playing for those guys? And, I mean, you know, Dick LeBeau is, without a doubt, hands down, the greatest defensive coordinator in the NFL today.
Yeah, well, with Dick LeBeau, you know you're going to learn something. You know, just even with Mike Tomlin, two great guys. Dick LeBeau himself, you know, he is the mastermind behind that defensive 3-4 scheme. And, I mean, just being around him, you learn so much. You learn how to do it, you know, you learn – you know, what you need to do, everything. And then with Mike Tomlin, it's like, that's a guy that you really want to work for. You know, with working for yourself, when you see good guys in the NFL, you say to yourself, like, okay, yeah, I want to work a little bit harder for this guy. So, I mean, yeah, it was a lot of learning. It was a lot of processing. But I think that I think I did a pretty good job of getting it, you know. But, yeah, it was a lot of learning. And I liked it.
We got Adrian Robinson from Temple, now with the Steelers. And what would you say was the biggest, transition learning curve? Was it the playbook? Was it the speed of the game? What was the biggest difference, Adrian, from the college to the pros?
None of it was too hard, but I probably would say the playbook. I mean, just getting in there all the time. I mean, in college, we went over our playbook a lot, but just coming in, you have to go over it every day. If you're not, you're going to miss it. You're going to miss a step, and that step may get you cut. So just that's one of the things. But other than that, I mean, it's just football. You know, I think everybody makes it a little bit bigger than what it actually is, but it is just football. And so that's really what it is.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you get a bigger playbook, a longer schedule, probably, you know, a little bit more adjustments on a weekly basis. How about film study? Do you think film study plays a bigger role in the pros?
Yeah, I do. It's what you think football is, plus probably double. I mean, just maybe not playing-wise, it isn't that bad because it is just football, as I was just saying, but it's just the preparation you have to put into it is a little bit more. That's all. It's just double that preparation aspect of it.
And we got Adrian Robinson on the Player Spotlight Hotline coming out of Temple, earned a roster spot on the Pittsburgh Steelers, playing in 12 games last year, and you guys played the Baltimore Ravens twice this past season, Adrian. So since the Super Bowl was just 2 days ago, did you watch it, and were you surprised that they won, or did you think they would win going in?
I mean, I would say that I didn't watch it, but I was happy to see that some of my friends on the team did make it and did win it. But on the other side, you know, as a player, you know, it kind of hurts a little bit. Can't lie about that. You know, you always want to be in that same place that they were in. And, you know, as a Steeler, we always think that we have a chance to make it to the Super Bowl. And this year we really didn't do it. But, I mean, yeah, I mean, you watch it and you say, I'm happy for those guys. A lot of people don't get to do that. And so that's what I say.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the biggest rivalries in the league. And every time you guys play, I mean, you know, all you hear is shoulder pads, pop, pop, pop. I mean, when Steelers and Ravens play, it's just like I almost want the announcers not to talk and just take in the game because, I mean, it's so physical and you guys play so hard against each other. And, you know, the Steelers, I mean, let's be honest, they got one for the thumb. They got six rings. So, you know, I mean, you guys had a down year this past season, 8-8, but I think you guys also had a lot of injuries. You had a little bit of a transition on the offensive side of the ball with Todd Haley coming in as the new coordinator. But looking forward to next season, you know, what's some goals heading into next year?
Just, you know, I feel like everybody, you know, it didn't have to be said, but I feel like everybody just wants to come back and just prove we all have something to prove, because I think as being a rookie and seeing what the veterans are saying and what they look like, it seemed like it just wasn't what they expected, and just it wasn't enough. And so I think that it's going to be a big season to watch next year.
Absolutely. And we're talking to Adrian Robinson, the linebacker from Pittsburgh Steelers via Temple Owls. And, you know, you mentioned some of your buddies won a ring. I know you played with Bernard Pierce. Was there some other Temple guys on the Ravens roster? I can't remember off the top of my head.
No, but it was other people that, that you know, I trained with, you know, DJ Bryant and others like him that are from the Baltimore area. I have a lot of friends in the Baltimore area. But, yeah, I was happy for Bernard to get his ring. Everybody that I talked to from Temple was all saying, wow, it's crazy. And 1 year, the man got has a Super Bowl ring. And so that's, you know, something
yeah.
Big. That's really big to get one as a rookie. You know, I think all rookies in the back of their mind want that. And to see that he achieved it and accomplished it, is really big. It's really, really big.
Yeah, I mean, you almost get spoiled early because, you know, quite realistically, I mean, most players don't even get an opportunity to play in a Super Bowl, and a lot of players don't even get to play in the playoffs. I mean, look at a guy like Tony Gonzalez, who's been in the league for so long. He finally won his first playoff game this season, which is amazing, but it's just a testament to, you know, how strong, how competitive the NFL is. And we got Adrian Robinson on the line right now, Pittsburgh Steelers linebacker. And your alma mater, Adrian Temple, is getting ready for another NFL draft pro day workout here before the upcoming NFL draft. Have you been in contact with any of your teammates from last season? And were you able to offer up any advice? Or what's your status with the Temple University program?
Temple is always going to be have a big place in my heart for them. I talked to a few players, just tell them, you know, that you need to keep your head up. You need to keep striving through. Sometimes it's going to be hard because, you know, in the back, most players don't know where they're going to be. You might be in the first round. You might be in the seventh round. You might be in the second round. You might be in the sixth. So, I mean, it's just, I just told them to keep their heads up and just keep driving forward and say to yourself that, and ask yourself, am I working harder than everybody else? And if you can say yes, you are, then, I mean, you have nothing to worry about. And so that's all I tell them.
Yeah, and if they could come anywhere close to replicating some of the numbers that you posted at your pro day workout, they'll be in pretty good shape. I mean, you ran a 4.71, 25 bench press reps, a 225, 32.5-inch vertical jump, and a 9-foot-11-inch broad jump. Those are through-the-roof numbers. So, I mean, you're a perfect example for them to look up to and a great role model. So hopefully they turn some heads, and who knows, maybe we'll have a guy from Temple on the Pittsburgh Steelers next season. But we got Adrian Robinson here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show talking about his path to the pros and the hard work and dedication behind it. And coming out of college as an undrafted free agent, making a name for himself, playing in 12 games last season. So, we really appreciate the opportunity, taking some time and speaking with us, Adrian. Before we let you go, I know you're a busy man. Any message you want to send out to the Adrian Robinson or Pittsburgh Steelers fans out there?
Just, letting them know that I'm working harder now than I ever have, and I'm just trying to get out there and then and make all the Adrian Robinson / Steeler fans proud. That's all I want to do.
Yeah, well, we're looking forward to it, and, you know, Pittsburgh has some older veteran guys, so I'm sure you're going to be expected to be counted on to play a bigger role. So best of luck this offseason, Adrian. Really appreciate you taking some time, and we'll be in touch soon.
All right, thanks.
All right, appreciate it. That's Adrian Robinson, Pittsburgh Steelers linebacker out of Temple University. And, you know, any aspiring NFL hopeful right now should check out his story, because here's a kid who had all the accolades, great resume, and, you know, just coming out of Temple, the All-Mac. I mean, you know, sometimes they don't get the respect they deserve and they get overlooked. But, you know, Adrian's a guy who was, you know, sought after right after the draft, signed with the Pittsburgh Steelers, worked his way up to that 53-man roster, 12 games this past season. And I think there's a big, big role expected for him moving forward. So remember, you heard it here first, Adrian Robinson bringing you the names you need to know, a potential bust-out star for the 2013 NFL season. And that's what we do here at the NFL Draft Bible, is bring you the names you need to know first. So make sure you follow us on Twitter, at NFL Draft Bible, for all our latest player interviews and NFL updates as we count you down. Just 79 days away from the NFL Draft. I hope you guys learned something from this player interview, because I know I sure did. I was your host, Rick Saratella, for another edition. Until the next time.
NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight.